Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And the title of this week's episode, A Thought Believed, is it comes from a phrase that the Scottish mystic Sid Banks used to describe the source of all experience. That all experience, our personal realities, all begin with a thought believed. One of my colleagues in this understanding, Dr. Amy Johnson, in one of her posts said something I love. She said, the only thing ever going on when there is any bit of discomfort or discontent is this, a thought believed. Thought arises and is viewed as all there is. There is never anything else going on. Thought arises and is viewed as truth. That's it. So in practical terms, whatever that first thought is that we believe, that becomes the basis for all subsequent thoughts. So if I have the thought, ooh, this is a problem, and I believe that thought. Now, if I had the thought, I'm a Martian from outer space, I probably don't believe that thought. But if I have the thought, this is a problem, well, I might believe that. And then every subsequent thought is based on that. Given that this is a problem, I need to figure out what to do about it. Given that this is a problem, I need to fix it or change it or get rid of it or do. Given that this is a problem and I can't fix it or change it, I'm a terrible person. And a whole reality gets created from a thought belief. We often have a thought, oh, that group of people are bad. And if we believe that thought, if it's not just a thought that passes through our head because it's something we heard once or our parents used to say it or our culture says it, but if we believe it, ooh, those people are bad. Well, given that those people are bad, I need to avoid them or I need to destroy them or I need to change them or fix them or I need to, and now I'm in a world. I've created a whole reality based on a thought believed. Sometimes, often, the thought believed is about us. Well, I'm just a terrible person. Given that I'm a terrible person, I need to try to become a better person. Given I'm a terrible person, there's no point in trying to become a better person. Given that I'm a terrible person, anyone who seems to be nice to me is naive or a fool. And we create whole realities from a thought believed. I know for myself, one of the thoughts I believed for many years was that I was an almoster. And if you've never heard of an almoster, it's a term from transactional analysis. And the idea is that there are people who are winners, there are losers, and there are almosters who, you know, never quite win, but they almost win. And it was clear to me when I heard the description, oh, I'm an almoster. And I didn't think of it as a way of thinking about it. I didn't think of it as a metaphor. I thought it was true. It was a thought believed. And so I set about trying to stop being an almoster and actually win. And so I would set these big ambitious goals. And I remember one time I finally set like the biggest financial goal that I could imagine at the time. And the moment I achieved it, the first thought that passed through my mind was, huh, I guess almosters can achieve this financial goal. And it made me laugh because I realized, oh, I'm never going to fix this by changing the world. And eventually I came to see, oh, this is just a thought believed. So one of the phrases that comes from the legal world is fruit of the poisonous tree. So if some evidence has been illegally obtained, then anything that comes from that evidence is dismissed as fruit of the poisonous tree. In other words, if the tree itself is rotten, then anything that comes from that tree is going to be rotten. And in a similar way, once you have a thought believed, everything that follows from that thought believed carries the taint of that thought. Now, when I explain this to clients, sometimes they'll say, well, but what if it's a true thought? And I share a story that was told to me about one of my mentors. And he was really struggling when his mentor, who'd been, you know, like a father figure and a guru and a teacher and a friend to him, died. And he was devastated. And when his friends tried to speak to him about it and go, hey, you know, it's just your thinking. And, no, this is, you know, even if it is, this is different because he really was special. He really was great. He really was different. He really was one of a kind, and now he's gone. What one of his friends said to him is, but don't you see? Every thought is a lie. And that popped him out of it. Now, what his friend meant wasn't, you're lying, wasn't, you're just making that up, that's not true, you're telling stories. What he meant is that the nature of thought itself is, it is a representation of truth. Every thought is made up. Every thought is make-believe. And if you think it often enough, it becomes a belief. It makes a belief. And so it isn't really a question of, well, which thoughts should I believe? It's just one of those spiritual facts. All reality stems, our experience of reality, personal reality stems only and always from a thought believed. And it can be kind of interesting if you don't get too heady about it. And I know there's always a risk you're going to get really in your head about it and go, oh my God, I got to make a list of every thought I believe, and I've got to convince myself that not to believe. Let it be easier than that. Because we've talked about it over the course of the week, you're going to start noticing that you believe some thoughts, and other thoughts you don't even give the time of day. And let some of these unhelpful thoughts believed, invite them to come up in your consciousness. Notice what you notice, and notice what starts to change, and how life starts to look different, even though nothing on the outside will necessarily have changed. Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk with you soon.